Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Superior Court Judge Jason Gist on Monday sentenced Kelly Crane to a composite 64 years in jail with 12 years suspended, 15 years of supervised probation, a sex offender registration, and treatment. The court elected to run 22 years of imprisonment concurrently among the four counts, resulting in a 30-year total term of active imprisonment. On October 26th of last year, at the conclusion of a 17-day jury trial, a Kenai jury convicted the 61-year-old Crane of Soldotna of sexually abusing one preschool-age girl and two grade-school-age girls living in his home over the spring and summer of 2019. Evidence at the trial showed that Kelly Crane committed the most serious offense of sexual abuse of a minor in the first degree against the youngest of three sisters, a four-year-old girl, and committed multiple counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree against her older sister. When Crane attempted to sexually abuse the middle sister also, she reported it to an older relative who notified the police. The Kenai River Personal Use Dipnet Fishery will be open 24 hours per day beginning 11 p.m. Thursday, July 18th through 11:59 p.m. Wednesday, July 31st. The area of the Kenai River open to personal use dipnetting remains the same. Participants are reminded the retention of king salmon is prohibited and any king salmon caught must be returned to the water immediately. Additionally, to participate in the Upper Cook Inlet Personal Use Salmon Fisheries, participants must be Alaska residents and have in their possession a current sport fishing license and an Upper Cook Inlet personal use salmon permit. Non-residents are not allowed to participate in personal use fisheries. Upper Cook Inlet personal use salmon permit harvest and participation must be reported online no later than August 31st through the Alaska Department of Fish and Game harvest reporting webpage or the Alaska Department of Fish and Game mobile app. Permit holders who fail to report will be denied an Upper Cook Inlet personal use salmon permit for 2025 and subject to a $200 fine. If you did not use the permit or if you used the permit but did not catch anything, you still have to report. Returning permits by mail or hand delivery is no longer an acceptable means to report. A rainout for the Peninsula Oilers last Saturday means the second annual King of the River Food Drive competition is getting some extra time this year. The contest, pitting the cities of Kenai and Soldotna against one another in a bid to see which can bring more food to the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank, will now conclude on July 26th. Originally, the friendly competition was scheduled to wrap up on July 11th, with the winning city's mayor throwing the ceremonial first pitch at the Peninsula Oilers and Chugiak Eagle River Chinooks game on Saturday, July 12th. However, when that game was canceled due to rain over the weekend, the decision was made to send the contest into extra innings. Last year, Soldotna won by bringing in 20,964 pounds, beating Kenai's total of 16,821 pounds. Competition aside, the food bank celebrated the real victory, which was the combined 37,785 pounds of food for those suffering from hunger across the Kenai Peninsula. According to Food Bank Executive Director Greg Meyer, the contest began in 2023 and is a joint project between the food bank and the Kenai Boys and Girls Club.
This was the brainchild of Jeff DeLifka and working with the Boys and Girls Club. So it's kind of been a collaborative effort.
Donations include non-perishable food and monetary donations to the food bank. As of Tuesday, Kenai was in the lead, having contributed 24,771 pounds of food. Soldotna, despite having the lead in the contest's early days, has only brought in 19,655 pounds for a combined total of 44,427 pounds of food. That number already eclipses last year's total by nearly 7,000 pounds. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.